Good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And it's just gone 5 minutes after 10. It's Monday morning, and that means it's time for the Dis-Chem Medical Monday with me, Nicholas Ingle. I'm joined in studio by our fantastic controller, Craig Guthrie, and our producer, Sina Pabetsi. And today, we're going to be chatting, and in studio too, with Dr. Michael Aronson. He's a dentist. We're going to be discussing all things dental with relating to everything from bad breath to tooth decay to your overall health. And looking forward to getting your questions on our WhatsApp number on 061-895-1019. And we'll be back with you straight after these ads.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. It is the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show, and I'm your host, Nicholas Ingle. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Michael Aronson, a dentist practicing out of Radien, Johannesburg, and we're going to be unpacking all things dental. Doc, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Let's start off by asking the question, what is dental health?
Well, you must understand that the mouth, obviously, is the portal to the body.
Yes.
It's the only opening where we take food and nutrients into our bodies. And to do that, we have the various organs in our mouth, our teeth, our tongue, and the salivary glands, which help to prepare the food for digestion.
Right.
So it's obviously, without that, it is very important, obviously.
Right. Yes.
So oral health is unfortunately very, very important. And this is where everybody gets it wrong. Okay.
It starts in the mouth.
It starts in the day you turn 6 months and you get your first teeth.
Teeth, okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. Let us have your questions for the doctor on our WhatsApp number, 061-895-1019. I'd like to start off with a question that's always, I found fascinating, that there's actually, I'm sure there's a correlation between our mouth, our dental health, our oral health, and all of our systems. But what is the connection between our mouth and the health of our heart?
Okay, well, obviously, when you open your mouth and when you take food or anything, ingest anything, you have a lot of bacteria.
Yes.
Obviously. Now, these bacteria are neutralized, fortunately, in a healthy mouth.
Right.
But if your mouth is not healthy, these bacteria can actually get into your system and create all sorts of problems anywhere in your body.
Right.
Particularly, and can go into your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, everywhere. Yeah. And that's the problem.
So I didn't actually realize that the mouth is one of our initial barriers.
Yes.
I just thought that everything we took in, we swallowed, and then
the body had to deal with it.
So how does the mouth act as an initial barrier?
Okay, firstly, we have, when you eat, immediately your salivary glands start functioning. In there are enzymes which break down the food. And
right.
also neutralize any toxins. Okay.
Okay.
So if those aren't working, then you have a problem. Okay.
Right.
So people have dry mouth, and I'll give you the causes of that, and they have dirty teeth, and where the plaque creates an environment where there are a lot of bacteria which can create problems.
Right.
And also, obviously, the one that most people worry about is bad breath, but we'll get on to that.
On to that.
I'm an expert on that.
Okay, fantastic. I think if we can touch on sort of dry mouth, saliva, mm-hmm. I know we've spoken on the show about sort of dry sinuses and this maintaining sufficient hydration.
Yes.
How important is staying hydrated sufficiently?
Absolutely. In terms of mouth health? Absolutely. You must be hydrated.
Right.
Obviously, you must drink water.
Yes.
Not
other stuff.
Other stuff. Okay, because one of the biggest creators of environment for bacteria to grow in the mouth is sugar.
Right.
Sugar. Okay. If we learn how to create a clean environment, mm-hmm. we can deal with sugar. But most people do not. Unfortunately, they leave a lot of debris behind where the bacteria in your mouth then feed on sugar and create the toxins.
The toxins. So let's chat about that. How do we create a clean mouth, a healthy mouth?
Okay, so now the number one, and I'm very, very, very specific about this, is oral health.
Right.
Okay, so firstly, a little byline is that today, when I first qualified many years ago, okay, I won't go into how many years.
Okay. But the early 2000s, Doc.
In the 60s,
right,
the average adult, 65% of people over 40 had false teeth.
65%.
Can you believe it? Yes. A matter of fact, it was a culture.
Yes.
In the Free State, where fathers used to take their daughters who were getting married at 18 to the local dentist, and he was happy to take all her teeth out and give her dentures and give it to the new husband and say, no more dental problems, son.
Okay, wow.
That was it.
Okay. Was that due to the cost of treatment?
No, it was just so that you wouldn't have any more dental. You didn't have to worry about that.
Okay.
No, the sophistication of treatment in those days were not as great as we've got today.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So what are the things we do to maintain good oral health?
Good oral hygiene is to be able to keep your mouth clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and to keep your mouth clean, it's not just one quick dip your brush in with toothpaste and just brush,
right,
and spit out. But you've got to do it after each meal, because you've created the dirty environment mm-hmm. by eating. You brush, and unfortunately we are on radio, so it's not so easy to demonstrate.
Yes.
But using a special technique, you can brush your teeth very adequately within about a minute or two. It's mm-hmm. not 30 seconds.
Yes.
And you've got to go rolling your brush all around your teeth,
okay,
inside and outside, from the gum down, not brushing it a vibrating, it doesn't work.
Okay.
So that, and you just got to brush, and then when you finish brushing, you have to floss.
Okay.
Very important.
Right.
And that, again, is a very simple technique which you must do, and you just remove all the debris.
Okay.
Once you use the debris, you've got a nice clean mouth, you can carry on. And at the same time, very important, the same debris,
yes,
that's lying in your mouth, and the bacteria give off a thing called hydrogen sulfide.
Okay.
Now, hydrogen sulfide, I don't know if you ever smelt it. It's mm-hmm. like bad eggs.
Yes.
It stinks.
It was the stink bombs we got as kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the cause of bad breath.
Okay.
So if you can remove all the bacteria in your mouth, and there are other ways we have. We have a special bad breath clinic where we can mm-hmm. test the gas coming off your mouth and everything like that, and we can give you products and show you how to clean your teeth. Once your teeth are clean, there's no smell.
Right.
And that's it. So you're good to go.
Okay.
You are kissable.
You're kissable.
How's that?
That's what it comes down to.
Okay.
Are you kissable?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
So in terms of brushing, hard brush, soft brush, What do we
definitely,
do? Big brush,
definitely
small brush?
Not. Again, I must emphasize, you cannot believe how many people create damage to their hard teeth by brushing incorrectly.
And hitting the tooth with the brush itself.
I've actually seen people saw their teeth in half.
My word.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Sure. So what type of brush should
you need a medium brush. Okay. Usually one of the good companies will make it. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't give too many names, but Oral-B do a very good job.
Right.
Even Colgate don't do badly. Mm-hmm. Then you need a medium brush and a good fluoride toothpaste. Because fluoride actually hardens the enamel on your teeth.
Okay. I remember growing up as a kid, we were given fluoride tablets.
Yes, we were. And funny enough, you can have a fluoride treatment when your teeth are developing.
Right.
In, you know, from age 6 to 12, which is not a bad idea to have.
To do that. How much toothpaste should we use? A little micro, a pinky nail?
I would say the size of a peanut.
Okay.
A little bit bigger. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And that, and then taking that, flossing the teeth with these mouthwashes to use afterwards, some alcohol based.
The alcohol is okay, but we want the best thing we use is stabilized chlorine dioxide.
Okay.
Okay. And these are unfortunately not really readily available in South Africa, but I'm trying to get them in.
Okay.
But they actually kill.
These
odors.
And the with the chlorine dioxide in the mouthwash, that's something people should look for on the label if they're looking for a mouthwash. And I think that it's pretty safe because we swallow pool water.
No,
it's
right.
No problem.
Absolutely safe.
Yeah.
Totally safe.
Okay. It's almost like an oxygen bleach.
We don't want to try anything else.
Okay, 100%.
Yeah. And of course, we do bleaching for people whose teeth are stained and all that type of stuff. But again, you have to use the right stuff.
The right stuff.
Yeah, of course, you can damage your teeth.
A difficult question to ask, and I'm just checking the time before we go to ads. How many patients listen to the dentist?
Well, if you put their, if you show them with pictures what you can do.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you see that difference when they come back.
Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic. So we're just going to go to a quick ad break, and then we'll be back with Dr. Aronson. Let us have your questions on our WhatsApp number 0618951019. Absolutely fantastic to have the doctor in studio with us. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic for Adults offer convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside. Dis-Chem Pharmacies, better health starts here.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. We're chatting to Dr. Michael Aronson in studio. He's a dentist, and we're unpacking everything to do with dental health, from bad breath, which we're going to touch on a little bit more shortly, and to tooth decay. But I have a question now I'd like to ask the doctor, and let us have your questions on our WhatsApp number on 061-895-1019. Doc, you've been in practice for quite a while, so I take it that you've had the opportunity to see patients almost over their lifetime, over many years. How have you seen clients who look after their dental health, their oral health, and their long-term health versus those who maybe aren't taking such good care of their health? And how has that affected their long-term health?
Okay. Now, I could see today people who have had their teeth well into their 80s.
Yes.
And you need a full set of teeth. And we do this. It's a it's not only cosmetic, it's functional dentistry, which right. is so important.
Yes.
So you should be able to eat, because if you haven't got a full set of teeth, the few teeth that you do have will wear, because you need balance.
Right.
So it's another big thing I can talk about, is a balanced bite, because if your bite isn't balanced, you get problems with your joints, your temporomandibular joint. I think you've heard about that. Mm-hmm. And people get all sorts of pains and awkwardness. So you need a comfortable mouth.
Right.
And also it must look good.
Yes.
Because, you know, your smile is your window to your face. You
Absolutely.
Know? That's what it is.
And we don't want to be hiding from social interaction.
Absolutely
because
not.
We're embarrassed.
Absolutely not. Mm. So we have a whole variety of new technologies which are totally amazing. And fortunately, we've been able to grow with those technologies, and we can offer them, and you can end up with virtually a perfect and comfortable, attractive bite.
Right.
And that was it.
So the more you're looking after your health, the better your opportunity for good quality health, general health is going to be. Right.
Okay. Obviously, yeah.
Let's chat about sort of bad breath, and I know it's one of your, should I say, favorites? So let's talk bad breath. What is it? What causes it? Okay. We touched on that a little bit.
Okay. Bad breath, as most probably people used to think, oh, it comes from my lungs, it comes from your thing. It actually comes from your tongue.
Right.
Okay. The back of your tongue is... if it's not regularly cleaned, well, you don't brush it, by the way, but you have to keep it clean, because all the food debris, you've got little dots at the end of the tongue. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Okay, so food kind of traps there, and the bacteria actually then sit there and create, as I said, sulfur dioxide. Right.
It's a perfect environment for them. It's
yes,
moist.
Absolutely.
It's warm. Yes, they're getting
absolutely.
Fed.
Absolutely.
Sugar.
And nobody's cleaning their
And no one's cleaning, okay. yes.
So that has to be cleaned. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a system here. We have a machine which can actually measure the amount of this gas that's coming off your mouth. Okay? And we can give you a level.
Right.
Okay, and we can see if it's bad or not. And depending on that, we give you a program, and we can give you things called tongue scrapers. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
So I think some of the toothbrushes used to have tongue scrapers
the
back.
No. You have a proper tongue scraper. You use the right mouthwash and the right toothpaste, which have got, as I said, stabilized chloride dioxide in it. And that actually breaks down the plaque. And once your mouth is clean, it's like with anything else, you smell fresh.
Yes.
But you just have to do it on a regular basis, that's all.
And it's an interesting thing that we look at bathing once a day, twice a day.
No, you wouldn't
changing
think twice
our
about
shirts,
exactly.
deodorants, all of these things.
You wouldn't walk around with the same clothes for a week or two weeks.
No.
Because it'll smell, or your socks.
Yes, absolutely. I unfortunately learned that the hard way with wearing sneakers without socks.
Exactly.
You have to throw them away.
You know, I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's very uncomfortable, especially it's summer.
So
okay.
These Doc Ock are rubber. They're fantastic.
No, they're fine. That's fine.
Right.
Okay.
So is bad breath a permanent thing, or is it something that can actually be dealt with and eradicated?
Well, if you follow the regular, once you're onto a regular oral health regimen,
yes,
it doesn't come back.
Right.
You've got to break it down. That's
okay.
All. Okay.
All right. And then with sort of the toothpaste, if you're using the specialized toothpaste, can you then switch to sort of more available products, or should you be sticking with the
Well,
base?
I would say that you can keep it on a regular basis, but it's obviously more expensive. Mm. But once you get your mouth clean.
Yes.
Once you have your proper oral hygiene, and obviously, you know, in your mouth, you have to have, you mustn't have places where food can hide, because yes, everything has to be nice and level and clean. Everything has to be streamlined.
Right.
Then you're okay.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think I want to touch on sort of tooth decay and holes mm-hmm. and stuff. But before we do, I'd like to talk about discoloration.
Okay.
So I'm a big coffee lover.
Okay.
And I know if I have a coffee and I'm able to, I go and brush my teeth mm-hmm. immediately. Mm-hmm. And even the saliva, the water that's coming out of my mouth after brushing is dark. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's stained. Mm-hmm. So if we end up with stained teeth from coffee, from red wine, mm-hmm. from maybe from smoking.
Yeah, a lot of people actually mm-hmm. have not indigenous, but you're actually born with a darker color from the way your enamel developed and all that. And
right.
As a kid, you may have taken a lot of iron products because of your blood,
you
know what I'm saying?
Yes,
your medication and that. So your teeth can be stained.
Okay.
So fortunately, but this has been going on for some time, we can bleach teeth.
Right.
And it's a very popular thing in the United States.
Yes.
Obviously, just about everybody has to have this bright white smile.
Everybody in sales state.
Everybody.
You name it.
So again, there are special treatments. There are over-the-counter products you could buy. They're not as efficient.
Yes.
But the dentist can create a proper tooth whitening program, which can be done, and your teeth are bleached.
Right.
Alternatively, if they are very damaged, obviously you have to go either the veneer or crown root, mm-hmm. which is really successful.
Right.
And you end up with perfect teeth.
Teeth, okay.
Okay. And they last you forever.
So I think there's a little bit of concern from people that I've spoken to about bleaching, where you look at a shirt. If you over-bleach a shirt, it breaks.
That's what I'm just saying.
Does it weaken, excessive bleaching weaken the teeth?
Up to a point, yes.
Okay.
So you obviously don't overdo it.
Right.
Okay.
Getting crowns, and that is that something that one should look at in terms of health? Or is it not?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why we have our teeth.
Yes.
Look at my teeth.
Fantastic. Huh? I wouldn't want to be bitten by you, doctor.
You don't know how. I'm telling you, I'm over 80.
Fantastic.
Okay. So cool. I've got all my teeth, and that's it. So definitely, if God forbid you do, if you haven't looked after your teeth and you're the same process that creates the bad breath, the bacteria, creates the caries and the teeth that go bad.
Yes.
We try and save them. We can try their different treatments. Over the years, we've kept the teeth going.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, there are times when you do happen to have a dental reconstruction.
Okay.
And those are very, very successful.
Would that be sort of building on top of the existing tooth?
Either if you haven't got the teeth,
right.
If you've lost them, we can use implants, which are very successful as well.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Obviously, the final thing is dentures.
Yes.
Okay. Again, we can do them very successfully today, those have got to lie next to your bed in the glass.
in the glass.
Yeah.
You can feel like a free state bride.
Whatever, but a lot of people manage very well with
Yes.
those. Okay.
Right. So I think in terms of that, it's not the maintenance of the teeth, the repairing of the teeth, even the replacing of the teeth, is not something that people should be afraid of considering.
No, not at all. On the contrary. Yeah.
Particularly if it's looking at affecting their quality of life.
Your quality of life goes up exponentially. You have no idea. And the new techniques that they have now, even using AI, believe it or not, and all computer screening and all that type of stuff, so we can really come up with a really great result.
Are you having fun in your practice with the evolution?
I love it.
Technology, I can hear the passion for it.
I absolutely love it. I haven't lost the I love it.
Absolutely fantastic. Let's talk about sort of tooth decay, breaking down of the teeth. What are some of the common problems that you see? And then I'd also like to go chat about fillings and mercury-based fillings back in the day.
Okay.
So they talk about tooth decay.
Okay, tooth decay, again, is created by sugar.
Yes.
And bacteria. Creates acid. That acid is very powerful and it eats into your teeth.
Okay.
And if you don't go and see the dentist for a couple of years before you know it, you go along and you've got a toothache or you've got a sweating or what have you, and that is the problem.
Right.
So you either got to have a root canal or an extraction, depending on how much. Depending if it's a smaller hole, if you go readily, regularly.
Okay,
sorry. And these things, the cavities can be repaired.
Yes.
Obviously, we don't use mercury-based fillings anymore because it's cosmetically. Not that they weren't good, believe me.
Yes.
They lost it.
I've got plenty.
Okay, they lost it very well.
Yes.
But we use now a white composite, which we can which we can adhere to the existing teeth and build up the teeth.
Right.
If it's too far, it again has to be crowned or
right.
capped, which is actually, I've had some for 40, 50 years in my mouth, and they've lost it me.
Fantastic.
Okay. When I was a little boy of about 12 and I was riding my bicycle and watching a shadow, I didn't see a car parked in front of me, and boom, I went straight into the
back
of the car. So I chipped my front teeth.
Right.
Now I've still got them today.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, with various treatments and what have you, I still have them.
So I think that that's such a valid point that it's never too late to start looking after your teeth. It's never too late to start repairing and maintaining and building up your mouth.
And if you've got a bad mouth, it's very bad for your health,
as
the question you first asked me.
Yeah. What are some of the things that are can be related to a bad and unhealthy mouth in terms of your overall health?
Well, if you can't chew your food properly, and you, it's very difficult.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not getting in the nutrients
you need. You're not getting. You know, it's mastication is very important.
Yes.
Okay.
That's also then, just on the, how bad is chewing gum and bubble gum?
But again.
We're talking about mastication. Okay,
no, they could wear your teeth.
Yes.
And also depending if they're sugar-free or not.
Right, okay. Putting that sugar into your mouth.
Exactly.
And I think we understand.
Look, sugar is the sugar.
It is,
That's what I can tell you.
So growing up in the 70s and 80s.
No, we didn't know that.
Sugar gives you go and all of this stuff.
That's why I'm trying to tell you that. That's why they had bad teeth in those days. Yeah.
So and so many diseases as yet feed off sugar. I mean, sugars crack cocaine for cancer cells.
No, you cannot.
So the less we can get in, the better.
Yeah, but sugar is also bad for your health.
Yeah.
Okay. Simple as that.
What foods are good for our teeth?
Okay. Obviously, fruits are. I'm very, very into fruit.
Yes.
Okay. But again, up to a point.
Yes.
Okay. Don't eat lemons.
Don't eat lemons. Okay, nuts.
Lemons are full of acid.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen, I'm not joking, guys that used to suck lemons, they thought that was healthy, and before you know it, their teeth are completely decayed. Not only decayed, they're just gone.
Basically, I mean, they can break down bone. Or
yes, exactly.
My late dad many years ago had a procedure in his mouth. I wasn't too sure what it was, but he had his palate cut and then they pulled together and stitched it. And he ate papaya because he loved pawpaw and it was soft. And he found that that really accelerated the healing process.
Oh, good.
So, you know, if you are putting good stuff into your mouth.
No. Papaya is a brilliant thing. I try and have that every day.
I did an event now in Sun City where I was announcing for sometimes 16 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
And
to make your mouth very dry.
But eating excessive, one and a half papayas a day, I found that kept my voice going and my mouth going.
Right.
Hopefully it wasn't just a placebo effect, but it definitely worked. So in terms of regular visits to the dentist,
yes,
how often should people be going?
Without doubt, a minimum of once a year. But
I
suggest every 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. And it's not a big deal, especially if your teeth are good.
Yes. Absolutely.
it's more a happy visit.
The happy visit, yeah. There. So you don't want the nitrous oxide in the syringe.
By the time you have to go to the dentist, it's too late.
Okay. So really, you should be going to the same dentist to build up that relationship.
Well, that's very good. But unfortunately, as I say, you must find the right dentist.
Right. Okay. So that's such an important point.
That's very important.
How does one know? Well, what do you ask? Because we don't ask.
The best thing is if you can get recommendation, which is important. It's very important. And you can feel if you're comfortable.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I had a dentist, I think it was Mervyn Joffe, in Cape Town when I was a kid at the Seapoint Medical Center, and he would always start off by saying, okay, bite my thumb as hard as you can.
Okay, well, so we don't, so we, this we was hurt, a good we're not going to hurt each other, so are yeah, we?
Exactly, 100%. I'm not going to hurt you, you're not going to hurt. And that puts you at ease,
and that's it. Mm. And the personality is important.
Yes.
You know?
100%.
Not everybody is born to be a doctor or a dentist or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's a personality
you
as think well.
Okay. Got it. You should have fun.
That's exactly right.
Right. Okay. Find a dentist you can have fun with. Okay, absolutely wonderful. Oral hygienists and the other type of mouth care thing, is this something?
I really do think they are important.
Mm.
Lots of dentists think they are too high and mighty to do the oral hygiene. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a dentist is better hygienist than anybody you can find.
Yes.
Has had the main. But they do free up the dentist to be able to do other things, depending on how busy they are.
They are. Okay. Fair enough. So,
there's another part of dentistry. I don't know if you've ever heard of the periodontist. No. You know, have you heard about a periodontist?
I have, but I'm going to say I'm not too sure what it is.
Now, the periodontist is a specialist dentist who does oral hygiene and fixes up your gums.
Okay, fantastic. I'd like to touch on that a little bit more when we're back from these ad breaks.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show here on 101.9 High FM. I'm your host, Nicholas Single, and I'm joined in studio by the very energetic and fantastic Dr. Michael Aronson. Doc, it's been fantastic chatting to you. Before we chat about periodontists, I hope I pronounced that correctly, we have a question from a listener. How does oral health help with decreasing snoring? How's that for a question?
That's a good question, but the reason for snoring is obviously more in your back of your throat.
Yes.
Okay. So, if your mouth is dry,
yes.
Okay, and you breathe through your mouth, you will get a noise.
Okay.
That's where it is.
I'm sorry. But I suppose good oral health would help you bite through the pillow your wife is holding over you when you're snoring too much. So that's vital.
You need holes in those pillows.
Yeah. You can bite through it to breathe.
Yeah.
So we hope, Kim, that sort of answers the question for you to some degree. Mm. So it's not a huge correlation.
No.
But you should be looking after your oral health anyway.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So periodontist, what are we talking about? What is that that area of dentistry?
It's a specialty. Mm-hmm. So obviously, your gums and the bone around them are the ones that hold your teeth in your mouth.
Right.
So if they are not healthy, hey presto, one of the big diseases is periodontal disease.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not taken care of, your teeth get loose.
Right.
Okay, and that's another way of losing your teeth. And it was a very, very, very major way of losing your teeth in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
More people lost their teeth through bad gums than through dental decay.
Wow.
Your teeth fell out.
Okay.
Okay, there was nothing left to hold them.
To hold them in.
Yeah.
So
people didn't know this.
Okay. How does one get to a periodontist? Are you referred from your dentist?
Hopefully, your oral hygiene was good, so it never happened.
Yes.
Okay. But if your oral hygiene wasn't good, that's what happened. And there are a few, but unfortunately not that many anymore in South Africa. But they really can help you.
Okay. So, and is that something sort of one would go to, just, you know, I'm not feeling comfortable in my mouth, or your dentist?
No, the dentist would have to. You wouldn't know the difference.
To go.
Yeah.
So, again, it comes down to visit your dentist.
Absolutely.
Twice a year.
You have to be screened.
You have to be, and invest in your health.
Yeah.
As well. So something I'd like to touch on, because it's a memory I have had as a kid, being bitten by one of my friends. So, you know, they said the kimono dragon, its mouth is so full of bacteria that that's what it actually uses to kill its prey, because of the rotting. But they're saying that a human mouth is even worse.
You have no idea.
Right. So speaking to it, don't bite your friend.
unless you've been to a good dentist. And you've got a good oral program.
You can get a note from your dentist to bite your friend.
Just on the byline.
Yes.
In the 1980s, I decided to go and live in America.
Right.
And I qualified, and I had a big practice in Los Angeles in Beverly Hills.
Sure.
So I really treated the stars.
Right.
I really did. So that was a great program.
Right.
And I loved it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, I did come back to South Africa. My children were here, and that was, but it was a great experience.
Sure. We're very grateful to have you back. Mm. So what is the difference in attitude between the United States, perhaps Los Angeles, and South Africa in terms of dental health?
Well, of course, your dental appearance there is absolutely essential. So that would be one of your top priorities, so people don't balk at going to have their teeth clean and crowned and perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, you see, every Hollywood star has had a major. actually one of my friends who does all those people.
Right.
I know him, and he really does. If I tell you, he charges $15,000 per tooth.
Per tooth?
Yeah. You know how much that is?
Yep.
Huh?
That's 300 grand a tooth.
300,000 rand. 300,000.
Yeah. Could you have one tooth done at a time? Do you have to have them all done together?
No, they have the whole story.
Right. What is the cost like comparatively in South Africa?
South Africa, for the quality, is the cheapest place in the world.
Right.
I would say. If you find the right dentist.
Yes.
What you can get here, you cannot get anywhere else in the world.
In the world. Do we have sort of dental tourists? We have quite a lot of tourists.
As a matter of fact, there are a couple of practices in Cape Town who specialize in that.
In that.
Yeah.
Where people
they got a whole travel program, and you bring the patient from wherever they are, and you offer them a holiday in Cape Town.
Yeah, the wine farm and the teeth.
And have your teeth done at the same time.
How long is that process of having the teeth done?
It can take maybe up to a month,
okay,
depending on the situation.
And then that's in the recovery until sort of the
But it's not that. With all the new technologies, we can do it much quicker.
Okay.
Depending on your oral hygiene.
Yes. So good oral hygiene, it's definitely something that someone should consider in terms of extending their quality of life. Should people sort of in their midlife, like their 40s, 50s, be consulting their dentist about something to go forward
with
the replacements?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the crossroads.
Yes. Okay. Are you starting to invest in your health to say, okay, this is what I need to do?
With everything in your health at that age, that's when you've got to do your health programs, your mouth programs, everything. If you want to have a good life in your 70s and 80s, it starts in your 40s.
In your 40s, absolutely.
That's it.
It's the investment that we put into our longevity. Clients that have health issues that are going to doctors, and are doctors checking for oral health and then referring back?
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
It's not in their priority.
He's right. This is something that we should be definitely looking at as well. So we're going to go to a quick ad break, and then we'll be back to wrap up with Dr. Michael Aronson.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
It's just about to go 10:52 on Monday. You're listening to 101.9 High FM. It's the Dis-Chem Medical Monday. I've been chatting with Dr. Michael Aronson, a dentist based in Radin, Johannesburg, and we've been talking tooth health, mouth health, and our overall health. And Doc, just as we wrap up, I'd just like to get your thoughts on this. The sense that I've got and what I love about being able to do this show is we share simple things that our listeners can implement on a daily basis to improve their overall health. As a closing message, what would you say to the listener out there about looking after their mouth and having a relationship with a dentist?
Okay, the main thing is that if you neglect and not have a proper regime to look after your health in every respect, you will pay the price later on. That's it.
Okay.
Whatever it is in your oral health, in your general health, in your mental health, whatever you do, is that you've got to have the right attitude.
Yes.
An attitude, and that's the beginning and the end of a happy life.
Yep. Attitude is everything.
Everything, whatever, yep. And don't worry.
Yep, exactly. 100%. Yeah, Doc, it's been such a wonderful show for me to do because there are so many things in our world that we cannot control.
Yes.
With relation to our health, our air quality, the water, the food, our environment. But these are the small things that we can do to maintain and look after. And as you said, you know, our mouth health is going to affect everything in our life. So it's something that we really need to do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Doc. I think just as a simple message here, value yourself, value your oral health, value the health of your mouth, and look after yourself. Thank you so much for joining us today. You've been listening to 101.9 High FM. Thank you to our controller, Craig, rocking it as always, keeping everything flowing smoothly, to our producer, Sina, for always bringing in fantastic guests like the doctor. My name is Nicholas Ingle. Thank you for joining me, and have a fantastic week.